Rejoice, this beautiful passage in Philippians that we read today, so uplifting and deeply comforting, begins with this word so full of life. Rejoice, rejoice in the Lord, rejoice always. We all know a little bit about what it means to rejoice. We easily rejoice at the big events in life, weddings, births, graduations, anniversaries, holidays. But rejoice always? Is it not true that one of the problems about joy is that it is so elusive, so temporary, so easily interrupted and lost? We hope for it. We yearn for it. But for now, it is fleeting and it runs through our fingers. Even so, we can ask, how can we rejoice always when we face so much trouble and sorrow in our lives, when we know the cruelty of this world and senseless suffering? Rejoice, but I am in pain. Rejoice, but my world is crumbling around me. Financial disaster, mental or physical health battles, marital strife, heartbreak with my children or my parents, grief. St. Paul knows a thing or two about suffering. He was persecuted, beaten, stoned, left for dead, slandered, arrested, hunted by those who wanted to kill him, and beset by an ongoing torment that it seems was never lifted. He's not telling us to ignore or dismiss our suffering or our battles, but to see these struggles in our lives and the whole world with new eyes. What these new eyes see is a world, a reality shot through and through with joy, a joy that can never dim or disappear. Rejoice, he says, in the Lord. What does that mean? How can we do that? To understand what St. Paul is saying, let's go back to the first time in the New Testament that we hear rejoice. This is when the angel Gabriel comes to Mary and says to her, Kyrie. While it is often translated as a salutation, hail, it is more specifically the word rejoice, be glad. It is essentially the same word that St. Paul is using here, hierete. Rejoice, Mary is told. The Lord is with you. The baby Jesus is born. The word is made flesh. Emmanuel, God is with us. Here is the source of our joy. Here is the new way to see. The angel comes to the shepherds and announces, I bring you good news of great joy for all people. Rejoice, Christ is born, God is with us. Indeed, the New Testament begins with the joy of God coming to be with us, and the Gospels end the same way. For the last words of the Lord to his disciples before he ascends are not farewell, or even I shall return, but lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. The incarnation is not for a time, but for all time. We can always say, as Paul says in this passage, the Lord is near, the Lord is at hand. Indeed, he is closer to us than our own hearts. So the new way of seeing our lives, including our struggles and pain, is to see it with the sure knowledge that Christ is with us. And therein lies our joy, a joy that is always because Christ is always. Father Alexander Schmemann put it beautifully when he said, a Christian is one who, wherever he looks, finds Christ and rejoices in him. And this joy transforms all his human plans and programs, decisions and actions. I had a friend who showed me what this really meant by the way she faced her death. Over the course of a couple of years, she faced progressive suffering and the sure knowledge of her dying. But in the way she lived, she showed that even when we are hurting, God is good and journeys with us to the end and beyond, and there is joy. Still, knowing and doing are not the same, and we struggle to get there, to this place of joy. Paul gets it. Here in Philippians, he heads straight for what we find so hard. He tells us not to be anxious. Most of us swim in a soup of perpetual anxiety. We are experts at being anxious. But St. Paul is telling us, keep your focus on Christ who is near at hand, and you can be set free from anxiety. Our Lord is the one who turns bitterness into joy and fear into courage. This is because God is at work here, not us. We're not doing it. But what we can do is look to Christ, rejoice, give thanks, and tell him our needs. And Christ our Lord, who is at hand, who sends the Spirit into the world, the Comforter, our Comforter, will grant to us the peace of God. What, or rather, I should say, who is the peace that transcends anything we can understand? Surely it is the gift of the Spirit who keeps our hearts and minds cemented in Christ Jesus. Let us rejoice.